If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Genesis chapter number 50. Genesis chapter number 50. And the last few verses, verses 22 through verses 26. I took about 3 days off. I was back on 4th of July recently. I don't talk much about stuff like this, but recently I lost my sister, and but my sister's with the Lord. I don't have any problem. I know that. But it hit me, Jeff. It did, and I took a couple days off and do what the Bible said, blessed are they that mourn. And we don't do that much today and grieve. That's a natural process. But I'm glad that we're people of hope. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
And I want to preach a message this morning out of this passage of Scripture. Man's the only creature I know that's going to die. Amen?
Amen.
And he's trying to forget it. That's why you ladies, when you get older, you put your cosmetics on, and us men want to get us a sports car. I like that sports car part. I want to read a verse of Scripture in the New Testament as I get in this passage of Scripture. The Bible said, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. I want to say this to you, you're not ever ready to live until you're not afraid to die.
Amen.
I want you to know this morning, I'm standing before you knowing that Jesus Christ took the stinger out of death, and I've got victory this morning, and I'm not afraid to die. How about you this morning? Are you confident that if you would die today, to be absent from the body, you'd be present with the Lord? See, Jesus came to deliver us from the bondage of fear. See, death brings fear, but because he bore our sin, he delivers us from that bondage this morning.
Amen.
Joseph, this story is talking about Joseph. He was a great man, and Joseph, when he died, he smiled at death. This morning, can you with confidence, can you with assurance smile at death, knowing that you're going to be released from the bondage of this world and be in the presence of the Lord? I want you to read with me these verses. I'll give you a title in a moment. Let's look at verse number 22. Are you there? Say amen.
Amen.
And Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house. And Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children. Let's skip down to verse 24. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he has sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from thence. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. Joseph said, I'm going to die. I know I'm going to die, but I want y'all to know this, that God's going to deliver you out of here when I die. And what I want to say to you on my last dying breath, I want you to take my bones out of here. I don't want to be caught dead here. Y'all get that later. 25% of the book of Genesis, get this, Sean, 25% of the book of Genesis is devoted to the life of Joseph. I don't think you got that. 25% of the book of Genesis is devoted to the life of Joseph. But in the New Testament, y'all know how he was put in a pit, how he was went down to Potiphar's house and was lied about. You know how he went to the prison, then he ended up in the palace, and how he was a great picture of Christ Jesus and probably one of the most perfect types of Christ in the Bible. But do you know what the New Testament says about him? It does not cover one thing about the type of Christ. It does not cover one thing about the pit, Potiphar's house, the prison. You know what the New Testament covers? I thought I'd read it to you. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 22 said, by faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Something must be important about that box of bones. I'm going to preach this morning on this subject, blessings in a box of bones. I think I'll give you a skeleton outline. Some of you are awake. Three. Let me give you three things this morning. Blessings. And how in the world, Brother Zach, can a box of bones be a blessing? How in the world can a coffin filled with bones be a blessing? That's a pretty good thought, isn't it? Well, I think I'll show you. Three things I'll give you quickly. Christians love the word quickly. Number one, in verse number 24, and Joseph said unto his brethren, I die. And God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Number one, remember the unbreakable promises of God. When God says something, he means it. Amen. Now you say, preacher, how did Joseph get faith? How many of y'all agree with me? A real simple verse. Faith cometh by hearing. Amen. And hearing by the word of God. So you say, preacher Smith, where in the world did he hear this prophecy? Well, I'm glad you asked. The prophecy or the word of God, the word that Joseph got was 300 years old and was given by by Abraham in Genesis 15 and verse 13. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them for 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. A prophecy that was given to Abraham, passed down to Joseph. He remembers this prophecy, and it's yet to be filled because they were going to be there for four more centuries. But can I say to you, when God says something in his word, you can be assured God's going, you can take God at his word. Amen. Somebody help me preach this morning. When I say that, get in this thing and shout. and amen, and praise the Lord. I want you to know something. Joseph practiced the presence of God by faith. By faith. By the way, faith's not positive thinking. Faith's not taking a hunch. A lot of people say, well, I got a hunch. Faith is not hoping for the best. Faith is not optimism. Faith's not self-confidence. Faith is not wishing to pull a star. No, I'll tell you what faith is. It's taking God and His word. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It's not a maybe so or a perhaps so. Hey, when he talks about Jesus coming, he's talking about a blessed hope. It didn't say he's not maybe going to do it or he might do it. No, he is coming again. Well, glory. That's why he could look at death and smile at it. Aren't you glad we got the word? I read it this morning. I read the back of the book. The devil's going to hell. I'm going to the New Jerusalem. I'm going to be in a city. Somebody ought to praise him this morning. I'm going to a place where there's no sickness, no sorrow, no pain, no death. I'm going to a heavenly city. Thank God. You said, how you know? By faith. I got a rock ribbon of faith and assurance. I'm not talking about a name it and claim it. You can't claim it until God names it. But if God names it, you can claim it. Is that okay? D.L. Moody. How many's heard of D.L. Moody? D.L. Moody was an educated man. I hope all y'all know that. He actually wasn't educated at all. They tell me that they put a lot of his sermons in the soul of the Lord. They had to get somebody to edit them. They were so broke up and something like my sermons. But I'll tell you what he had. He had great faith. One day he was praying for faith. And God, the Holy Spirit, put conviction on him, said, you're wrong in praying for faith. You don't pray for faith. Oh, it's quiet in here. You do not pray for faith. Then the word of God came to him. Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing of the word of God. So what Moody done, he got his nose in the word of God. He got his heart in the word of God. And faith comes when you are rooted in the word of God and you are assured of the word of God. I'm thankful for the infallible, inerrant, preserved word of God that we can trust in the hour of death. Amen. And by the way, verse 24, it says that God swore to Abraham. God took an oath. I want y'all to look at me. If God took an oath, God can't lie. How many believe that? God has never lied, will not lie, cannot lie. And if one promise of God doesn't or isn't fulfilled, then God loses all of his character. Number two. Y'all with me? Not only do we remember the unbreakable promises of God, but we need to rest in the unshakable power of God. I want you to know something. Joseph could be sure because he believed God was almighty and all powerful and sufficient. Somebody help me. Somebody, praise his name. First of all, faith cannot be shaken by reason. Now, hold a minute. Will y'all please get yourself into the tune here? They were down in Egypt. At this time, they were having it nice. They were blessed. He was prime minister. Amen. Here's what we do sometimes. We let human reason defeat our lives. And because this circumstances is like this, then we surely it can't change. Amen. I thought that was good. And by the way, faith is not shaken by emotions. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not living by emotions and feelings. Feelings come and feelings go. But we are believing the word of God this morning. Somebody, praise God. I want to say this. I wrote this down in my notes because I wanted you to hear it. Emotions are the shallowest part of our nature. And salvation is the deepest work of God. And God's not going to do his deep work in a shallow place. We're so emotional. If we don't feel it. By the way, if you're in this room and you say you feel saved all the time, you need to preach and I need to sit down. It's not my feelings. It's not by my emotion. No, no. I'm trusting in the unshakable power of God. I tell you what I believe in. I believe he's able. Yes. Woo. I wrote down a verse I want to read to you. See, faith also not shaken by delay. Come on, look at me. Come on, I want to ask you a question. How many's in this room ever prayed for something and it took a while? Come on now. How many's ever prayed for something and it took a while? Amen. Amen. Faith's not shaken by delay. You say, but preacher, I've been praying. Faith's not shaken by delay. Can I give you a verse of scripture? This is one of my favorite in the Bible. In Habakkuk 2:3. This is awesome. Listen to it carefully. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak. And not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. You say, preacher, I've been praying for something for a while. I've been on my knees. I've been praying. And preacher, I haven't got any answers. Keep on praying. Yes, keep on trusting. And don't be shaken by delay. Amen. Delays mean nothing. And a lot of people, I preach this, I preach on the second coming of Christ all the time. And they say, well, he ain't come yet. Well, he's coming. Oh, but he hadn't come yet. Well, 2 Peter 3:4 says, where is the promise of thy coming? For the fathers have fallen asleep. Hey, people have always scoffed and said, well, he ain't come yet. I want you to know when he comes, he's going to come as a thief. Amen. And we're going to get snatched out of here. Woo. I'm glad old Joseph didn't allegorize the scripture or spiritualize the scripture. By the way, he took the scripture at the word. Hey, by the way, if he'd have took his first coming by the word, hey, the Jews would be different today. God promised that he would be born of a virgin, and he was. He promised he was born in Bethlehem, and he was. And he promised he's coming again, and he is. Lastly, y'all with me? I like this. Number three, I want you to receive the unmistakable, or you might want to put this, undeniable peace of God. Joseph's life was rewarded with peace. Look, can you look with me for a moment? Go over to Exodus 13 and 19. Will you go over just a minute? Real quickly. I like this. When you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Real loud.
Amen.
That's better. You there? Say amen again.
Amen.
I just want to make sure you're ahead of me. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones away hence with you. Thank God. Joshua had peace. It was going to happen. But say, look at me. Moses didn't go to the promised land. So somebody else had to believe the word. See, how many of you agree we need to pass the word down to next generation? If this next generation is going to survive, we've got to pass the word to them. Look at Joshua 24, verse 32. And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem, in a partial ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. When God says something, you can be at peace this morning. You say, preacher, you really believe heaven's real? Yes, I do. Do you really believe when we die, we go straight to heaven? Yes, I do. Are you at peace if you would die today? You know that if you die today, are you sure if you die today, you'd go right to heaven? Yes, I will.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Them bones had some, they said a lot, didn't they, Rich? A little chuckle from the knuckle. Amen. A little glee from the knee. A little grin from the shin. They spoke.
Yeah.
Will they speak up? They spoke of his promises. They spoke of his power. But thank God they spoke of his peace. We as children of God are the only faith. We're the only faith that can have assurance when death comes. Buddha's still in the grave. Muhammad's still in the grave. But the Lord Jesus rose from the grave. Now let's tie this all up. Joseph left a legacy. Are you leaving a legacy? Every time they saw the coffin containing Joseph's bones, they were reminded of the brevity of life and the shortness of eternity. I want to tell you, life's short. If they were living in prosperity, those bones remind them they would have to leave all that behind one day. By the way, we're not taking nothing with us.
Amen.
We live like we are, don't we? We're not going to take one thing. I tell you, the one thing we're going to take, we're going to take peace. I remember the story. I'll conclude. Lois, you make it. How many's heard of the old preacher, Joe Henry Hankins. Anybody? One, two. Two. You have. I knew you were. Joe Henry Hankins was from Texas. Great man of God. He had just won a prominent businessman's wife to the Lord. And she got saved gloriously and was going to be baptized on Sunday. The day he was there visiting her husband on Saturday. And he went in to her husband and he said, your wife's going to be baptized tomorrow. And I'd like for you, if you would, get saved today and let me go ahead and baptize you with her tomorrow. Her husband's name was Pat, influential man. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get saved tomorrow. I'll come. I'll get saved, and you can baptize me. Joe Henry Hankins took a step to the door, and he grabbed a hold of the door, and he said, Pat, why don't you get saved today? And Pat looked at him and said, I'll get saved tomorrow. I promise, I'm a man of my word. And Joe Henry Hankins turned around him and said, but the Bible said now is the accepted time. And Pat looked at him, he said, with tears in his eyes, he said, okay, I'll be saved now. And he got saved. Well, the next morning, they were going to be baptized. And while Joe Henry Hankins was at the table getting ready to have breakfast, he got a phone call. And it was from one of Pat's relatives saying, Pat can't make it this morning. He wanted to make sure you knew he would have kept his word, but he just had a mild heart attack. He's in the hospital. So Joe Henry Hankins went and preached, came back and was having lunch. And he got a second call, Jeff. And that call was, Dr. Hankins, this heart attack become another one, and he's in critical condition. And then Joe Henry Hankins went to get his coat to go to the hospital. It wasn't but a couple minutes. And he got a quick call back. Joe Henry Hankins, Pastor Hankins, Pat's gone. Pat's gone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're here lost, you do not have peace and you don't have hope if you walk out that door of tomorrow. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for you do not know what tomorrow will bring. We just don't know. So if I was you this morning, I would come and rest upon the promises that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then God's got power to save you and change your life.
Amen.
And then give you a peace that passes all understanding. Will you stand with me with heads bowed? We're going to do an offering in a moment, so don't leave. Heads bowed, eyes closed. I'm going to ask you a question. If you die today, how many of you are 100% sure you know you'd go to heaven? Raise your hand. Hold them up high. Sip them up. Thank you. How many in this room right now say, preacher, I'm not 100% sure I'd go to heaven? I don't have that kind of peace. Preacher, I need Christ. I mean, right now, that's not sure if you died, you'd go to heaven. I mean, just slip your hand up and say, pray for me. I'm not sure, but I want to be sure. I want that peace. I'll take God at his word. Just sip it up. Let's sing.